More than 50 seniors have dropped in for a free buffet-style lunch on this Friday at the Mountain Home Senior Center. Everyone signs in with Joyce Scott.
I sit at the INA desk. That's information and assistance is what this is about.
Her husband served at Mountain Home Air Force Base. She worked there, too, as a civilian.
I've been here like 41 years, almost 42 years. We came here with the military. My husband was military. And we've been here ever since.
In the past few years, this great-grandmother has gotten into politics. She knows exactly who she plans to vote for.
Obama, of course. I'm definitely a Democrat, especially since I've seen Romney around on TV.
She voted for Obama in 2008, too.
He's very forthright and forthcoming with anything he's got to say. I don't know that he's ever been caught in a lie. If he has, I don't remember it or didn't hear about it. Where some other people that got on there have definitely been caught in little fabrications.
Good afternoon, everyone.
The center's president, Ruth Ada Powell, goes over announcements and then calls everyone together for the Pledge of Allegiance.
With liberty and justice for all.
And God bless the troops.
That last voice belongs to Kenneth Paul Jr. He sits near a large American flag tacked to the wall. He's a Navy veteran who retired in 1991.
One of the things I enjoy about living in Mountain Home in the state of Idaho is about 90% of our legislation are Republicans. It is a red state. And I'm very comfortable with that.
He says he's not happy with the last 4 years, so he plans to vote for Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
Maybe they can take the reins of this runaway horse team that we've got and pull it back into the center of the road and get America rolling again.
He thinks politicians should do more for veterans and single mothers. He likes Congressman Mike Simpson and plans to vote for him. He says he stays informed on the issues and that everyone who votes should do the same.
If you believe in this country and you believe in the Stars and Stripes and you are a veteran, if you don't stay well informed, you're not up to par as far as having the knowledge to make intelligent, informed decisions.
Most of the people we talked to were Republican. Only a couple plan to vote Democratic. That's not surprising. In this year's May primary in Mountain Home, 370 people voted Democrat. Close to 2,800 voted Republican. The Elmore County Clerk reports more than 10,000 people have registered to vote in November. With Frankie Barnhill, I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.